Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. I am so excited to have Kristen Jensen with us today. She is the founder of Protect Young Minds, an amazing website that teaches parents how to help their children avoid pornography addiction. And also, more importantly, to help them be emotionally healthy, because that's the only way that children can protect themselves from pornography addiction. Welcome, Kristen.
So good to talk with you today.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Kristen knows me in my real life. Kristen is a frequent speaker and guests on podcasts. She does webinars, radio broadcasts, and she's a member of the Prevention Task Force of the National Coalition to End Sexual Exploitation. I'm really, really happy to have you here. Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about why you started Protect Young Minds?
I started Protect Young Minds actually to begin educating parents about the risks of their children, their young children, seeing pornography. So many parents are not aware of how young children are when they start seeing it and how accessible it's become. And also, I was writing my best-selling book, Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. I have a friend who called me up one night and started pouring out her heart. Her 17-year-old son, they had found out that he was sexually abusing his siblings, his younger siblings, and that he had been involved in looking at pornography. And so when she called me and told me this really sad, tragic story, because not only did he have to leave the family and go into a program and be prosecuted, their younger children all had to go to counseling, and it was a huge trauma. When it got out to their friends, of course, then their kids became even more isolated because no one wanted their kids to play with her kids, and I mean, it was horrible. And so I woke up the next morning after hearing her story and realized there needed to be a resource to help parents teach their young children about this danger. So I went and looked online and I did searches and I couldn't find anything. And I started doing some research and I just felt compelled to write this book. I thought, even if it's only for my own future grandchildren, you know, there needs to be a resource out there. Happily, it became a number one bestseller on Amazon, and it's growing and growing and getting out there. So we're really happy that this is helping so many families.
It's on my shelf with all my other picture books, and sometimes we pull it out and kind of talk about it. And my son talks about his frontal lobe sometimes, like if he's throwing a fit or whatever, I'm like, your frontal lobe is not working, you know? And he's like, let me reattach it. Hang on. It's great.
The thinking brain.
The thinking brain, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the book is called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, Porn Proofing Today's Young Kids. Is it a book for parents or for children?
Well, both. You know, I have parents tell me all the time that they learn just as much as their kids, because what we're trying to do is help parents open up a conversation. So we made it into a read aloud book so that it gives parents a script. You and I inherited scripts from our parents to deal with certain problems. When I was a child and I got bullied a little bit or teased at school, my mother had a script from her mother. And she told me, kill them with kindness. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see that what they're doing is bothering you. And that was a script that she had learned from her mother. And so then she taught it to me. But we don't have many scripts about internet pornography. It's a new reality. And parents don't have a script for dealing with this problem. So I thought, I will write a script. And it took us 3 years. And it models a proactive approach so that parents get in there and they begin the conversation, hopefully before their children have been exposed, or at least soon after, so that they are able to help their children process this and know how to respond.
Yes, it is amazing. And I'm really grateful for it as a resource. Oh, like you. I said, we do use it in my home.
Before we get back to the conversation, there are a lot of so-called betrayal trauma therapists or coaches or groups out there, but they don't approach pornography use or infidelity as an abuse issue. Or they try to quote unquote treat the victim and the abuser in the same setting. That's unethical. So if you hear something in this episode you relate to, check out the group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a group session today. Now back to our conversation.
I wanted to just tell you a few of the things that we do in the book for parents. And I think they'll really be interested in knowing how this book can really help them. So there are 5 things. First one is it defines what pornography is. Because if a child doesn't have a simple definition, they won't be able to recognize it and have a vocabulary to tell you about it. A simple definition. And number 2, it gives kids a plan for when they see it. So if they see it, what do they do? And we have the can-do plan. And it's a 5-step plan. It includes closing their eyes, always telling someone like a trusted adult or a parent about the exposure, naming it when they see it so that they label it and recognize it. And then the 2 other steps are helping them to deal with the memories. Pornography produces really strong memories, shocking memories in a child's mind. Many of us can remember the first time we saw a pornographic image. It was so shocking. We can still bring up that memory if we want to. The final 2 steps are helping children to deal with those memories and neutralize them and basically help them forget, in quotes, I'll say forget those memories. So it's a really important plan for them to have. So those are the first 2 things. And then just quickly, basically, number 3 is that it gives kids the power over porn by teaching them how their brain reacts to it. So you're telling me about your son and how he says about his frontal lobe, you know, kids learn about their thinking brain and their feeling brain, and they learn to keep their thinking brain in charge so that pornography can't hijack their feeling brain. Number 4 is that it inoculates kids against addictions of all kinds. Although we're focusing on pornography, the addiction process is really similar, no matter if you have a behavioral addiction like pornography or gambling or video games or a substance addiction. It's really important for kids to understand about addiction of all kinds and how they can avoid those addictions. And then number 5, which may be the most important thing of all, is that it unifies the family to fight the dangers of pornography together by getting it out in the open. This is a common danger for all of us. We need to fight it together. It's not just we want you kids to be careful when you're on the internet. We are all being careful when we're on the internet, and this is a common enemy, and we're going to fight it together. You're not going to be alone, because kids whose parents haven't talked to them, they're fighting this alone. Whether the parents know it or not, they're dealing with this alone, and many of them are losing that battle. So let's pull together and help our kids, and hopefully good pictures, bad pictures will help the parent begin these conversations and empower their kids with these skills to fight the effects of pornography.
Absolutely. I think it's so important. If we really want to protect our kids, the number one thing we can do is to be in recovery ourselves, and we are becoming healthy. For me, that has been a process. I'm still in that process and I'm on that path, but it is a process. The second thing is to make sure that we can talk about anything. And your book helped me have a script to talk to my kids. You know, one day we were watching just like Octonauts or some simple little show on Netflix. And my son said, "There's not any pornography in this show." And he's 4. And I said, "Nope, there's not. It's a great show. That's good." It's just something that he could say and we can talk about.
Well, you know what? If you can talk to a 4, 5, 6-year-old about pornography and say the word pornography, when they're 13, it's not going to be awkward.
Right.
If you wait till they're 13, it is going to be more awkward to talk about it. We have been asked to write a junior version. Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, Porn Proofing Today's Young Kids is geared to kids ages 7 to 11. And although there are many people that have read it to their younger children, and many parents have come and asked for something even simpler, because every 3-year-old is on the iPad. We're coming out with this in February. Good Pictures, Bad Pictures Junior, A Simple Plan to Protect Young Minds. And it's a picture book, all good pictures, simplified version of our original book.
That'll be fantastic.
If you want to enter our giveaway to receive a free copy of Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, visit our Instagram feed at Betrayal Trauma Recovery and tag 3 friends on Instagram in the comments section. Visit us on Facebook at Betrayal Trauma Recovery and share the post about Good Pictures, Bad Pictures on Facebook. And then visit btr.org/stories/Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. That'll take you directly to that blog post and leave a comment on our blog. The giveaway ends on Friday, December 16th at 10 a.m. and you'll be notified by a private message on Instagram. The books will be sent out as soon as we receive your address, so please respond quickly so that we make sure we get your book to you by Christmas.
If you'd like to read more about Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, you can visit Kristen's site, protectyoungminds.org. On our supply page, so btr.org/supplies, you can find the book Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. Just click on that. It will take you to Amazon and you can purchase a copy. Buy like 5 copies for everyone in your neighborhood because it's an awesome book and I'm really grateful to have it as a resource in my home. Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'm so glad for people like you that are getting out there, helping others with this problem, helping women to recover from betrayal trauma and helping them get healthy and then in turn help their children be healthy. It's so important and it's a challenge in today's environment. It's a whole lot of problems with pornography, right? As you know.
Yeah. My family was destroyed because of pornography. It's just, it's a mess. And so many women all over the world and our children are dealing with the effects of it just constantly in our everyday lives. And it is a fight. And we have true heroes who are healing from the trauma and setting up good boundaries for their families to keep themselves and their children safe. Then just learning to heal, you know, it's a fight every day. Kristen, you are a true hero who works on this, and I'm grateful to know you. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
If this podcast was helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.